Okay, we are on Skype with half of the band Public Service Broadcasting. Hi.
Hello.
So how are you, first of all?
I'm well, thanks. Yep, I'm well. Looking forward to getting back out on the road in Europe.
Yeah, because your tour is upcoming in Italy, and it's the second time you're coming in Italy, right? Because the first one was the past year, around April? No, October.
Yeah, I think it's about the fourth or fifth time actually to Italy. Yeah, I've been quite a few times, possibly more than anywhere else in Europe, obviously besides the UK, but yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. And do you have any favorite venue or a nice remembering or...
Yeah, really enjoyed the Teatro Chirinetta in Rome. That was really good fun last time. And yeah, just, you know, the crowds in Italy, they're very, very friendly. So it's you know, it's always well, and it's a lovely country to come and spend some time, full stop. So we always look forward to it.
Okay, and first of all, your album was out 1 year ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly 1 year ago. And I was planning it into gigs, and you had a lot of festivals too, and I think that festival sets are always a little different comparing to small gig or inside gig.
Yeah.
So I was planning it for 1 year.
Well, it's... we can finally play it properly. That's a good thing. Now we've had enough practice. Now there's a couple of tracks that are really difficult. So, you know,
which one?
Well, there's one called EVA, which is very difficult to play. Very difficult, especially. Well, it's difficult for me, but it's especially difficult for Rigglesworth on the drums. It's very, very technically challenging piece. And just a few of the others, like Sputnik is quite hard for me. I've got so many things to do in that song that it's just very difficult to remember everything to do in the right order.
Okay, and there is a track that you enjoy the most playing live?
Yeah, we really enjoy playing. I think of the new album, The Other Side is really, it's very dramatic to play that one live. And that was great at the festivals this summer, but even better was Go, because it's quite a fast song. It's quite, it's very fast. It's extremely fast, and it's very energetic. And the crowds this summer in particular just seem to really go for it. They really seem to enjoy it. So we had a great time playing those two in particular. But you kind of, you know, your favorites change as you're sort of touring. You know, some of them you like more, mm-hmm. some of them you go off of. It's how it goes.
Okay, I think that it depends even from venue to venue and from
I
day
so,
to day.
Yeah, it does. It's strange, and sometimes they sound faster, and sometimes slower, and they just feel different. It's very hard to. It's not an exact science, certainly.
Okay, and anyway, let's have a step back and let's talk about. I was working on your album because we missed the opportunity to talk before about it, and so let's have a quick recap on. I was working on it because it's a concept album about space, and you put into the record even sample audio from the Apollo mission, right? And so I was arriving into this concept and developing it.
I was interested in it. That's why I wanted to do it, and it kind of suited the way that we've worked with other material in the past, so it made sense to move on to space. And it was a lot of work, it was a lot of research, it was a lot of you know, trying to go through big masses of audio and try and find the right parts to tell the story in the way that we wanted to tell them. You know, getting hold of the Russian stuff, I thought that was going to be very difficult, but we ended up being able to get hold of a whole load of that, which was great. And it did drive me a little bit insane insane by the time I was finishing it, because it was just very intense. The sort of finishing any record is very intense, but I was doing it mostly on my own at home, so it was a lot of work and quite a lot of, I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, so it was just a bit difficult.
Okay.
But you know, it seems to have been worth it, because people have responded to the record in a really nice and positive way, which is great.
Yeah. Okay. And maybe it's not so nice question, but you prefer more working into studio or live concert? Because I mean, it's a stupid question, because being an artist is this kind of two dimensions, so you can't escape from one and the one. But
you could you could stop touring. if you hated playing live, but no, I love playing live. I think they're very, very different. It's very different. They're two very different disciplines. One of them requires kind of a great deal of patience and a great deal of attention to detail, and the other one just requires a bit more kind of it requires concentration in a different way, I suppose, a bit more kind of focusing on what's going on at the moment. It's you know live stuff, it's you're there and then it's done. It's very kind of short window, I suppose, but the recorded stuff just kind of in the studio just sprawls, you know, expands. The time goes, you know, before you know it, you've been working for 12 hours. And it's the live stuff is more rewarding, because you have the audience there in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a really good day in the studio and you could think, oh yeah, I'm doing really well with this song, but you know you're not gonna be able to tell for another 12 months sometimes, because you're not going to play it to an audience for that long. So I think live is where it all comes together for me.
Okay. And anyway, you have even a very interesting video part, because I think that your music is a kind of cinematic and suits well with images. But how do you approach putting videos for your music? If the ideas are yours, or you have few artists that you prefer the most and you give them the concept and you develop together?
It's a mixture, really. I always have an idea for the visuals that we'll end up using at the time. You know, at the time I'm working on the music always comes first in terms of, you know, writing the song and placing the samples and making sure it all makes sense from an audio point of view, and then to get ready to play live, you know, we'll edit the video to fit the music that we've written. I've done some of the videos that we do live, you know, I've probably did about 60 or 70% of them, and then the good ones were done by other people. The kind of ones with a bit of flair and panache were done by other people. But, you know, this kind of a loose group of collaborators who we work with and have worked with over a few years. And, you know, I'll give them a brief. I'll sort of give them my idea of the structure of the video and what I was hoping to happen, you know, roughly speaking, here or there. Then it's up to them to put their individual spin on it and interpret it in their own way.
Okay, thank you so much. And I hope you will enjoy your upcoming European tour.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Okay, cheers. Bye.